Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babe?
I am doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. Really good.
You are looking particularly fresh at the moment, Bob. Why is that? What's changed? Something I've seen things going on in the press, people talking about you.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about it for a little while, and I made the decision that it was time to get rid of the fillers.
And big move.
Big move, because I've had facial fillers for years, and I just decided, you know what it's like when you look back at old photos of yourself, or if I see old clips or videos or shows or whatever, and it's like I just felt like it was just time for me, and like no tea, no shade to anyone that's got them. I've been there, like, do you know what I mean? If that's what makes you happy. But I just got to a point and I thought it's time for a change. And so I had them dissolved.
And what's the process of that like, having it dissolved? Because I understand how it is putting them in. What's it like getting it out?
So kind of similar, really. So right. they go in with a solution. Not sure what it is exactly. I want to say it's like an acid, but I could be completely wrong, so don't quote me on that. And so they go into where you've had filler, and inject this solution basically, and it kind of breaks down the enzymes of the filler that's there. So I had a few files of that done, and I think within about 48 hours you really start to seeing it come down. And
how do you feel?
I'm so glad I did it. Like I say, it's not like a decision I made overnight. I just wake up one morning, I'm going to dissolve them today and get shot of the fillers.
Yeah.
I think I just got stuck in the rut of having things done. And then obviously when the pandemic come along, you kind of, we was all sat back, weren't we, obviously, and there was no going to have anything done.
Couldn't get a haircut.
couldn't get anything done. And I just thought, I've gone this long without having it because of the pandemic, and I've changed a lot over the last couple of years, and just feel like it was time for me to kind of ditch that look. It was a strange thing at first to kind of think, well, I'm gonna do it, and it's kind of a scary thing because obviously when you've had things done, you don't see underneath the fillers how your face has aged, because underneath them you're still aging. So it's kind of that scary moment where I thought, am I going to wake up in 48 hours and
you melt into the bed like an old witch?
How old am I going to look like? I kind of cheated the process for a few years. But it's a very good decision for me personally to have just kind of got shot and I feel fresher from it. I didn't really want to get to a point where, and I think we all know how social media can be. I'm not bashing it. I love it, as I always say. But people do like to point things out. But it's for me personally, and it's all, these things are always a personal decision. I was looking back at old photos, and I was noticing changes. And over the last couple of years, especially, where I have seen things different, and I feel like I've changed, and I've kind of gone on this little bit of a journey.
Mm.
It just was time to ditch them. So
I'm really pleased for you. I think it's good to reflect, isn't it, and think what do I want to do differently? How especially with things like that, because once you've started, it can be difficult to stop, and and then you end up looking like Madonna. And I think good on you for deciding it was time. I think obviously you have a public profile and you put yourself out there, so you're putting yourself out there for scrutiny as well as praise, and I can understand that it might be hard, but you look good for it, Bob. I think you look great, so you've got nothing to worry about, I don't think.
Thank you, babe. So I don't look 5 years older than I did last week.
No, not at all. No. No, honestly, I think it's a good move. And funnily enough, I think a lot of people are heading in that direction. Like, yeah, I think people will have bits and bobs done, and that's up to them and whatever makes them happy. But I feel like I've seen more and more people ditching. It almost feels a bit, they're dropping out of fashion a bit, isn't it? It's a bit like that look is kind of going a bit. I don't know, just my thought.
I think you definitely kind of see trends and, like you say, fashions, things come around and go around. And when I look back to how I was when I started having them, everything was very, I used to dye my hair jet black. I used to love a spray tan, but I'd say to the spray tan girl, like, two layers, three, like everything was to
the max.
Yes, yeah, do you know yeah, what yeah. I mean? Subtle weren't in the vocab.
Yeah,
and then yeah, as time went on, I've stopped colouring my hair. Which the irony is now I'm getting grey hairs. I'm probably one of the only people in the world that stopped colouring their hair as they got grey. Because I'll take that the salt and pepper, and I'm going to embrace that because I quite like the silver fox look.
Yeah, yeah, same.
So
yeah.
When that comes, I'm more than happy for it, but I don't think there's many people that wait till they start going grey to stop colouring.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just for me, I just feel like I'm just at a point in my life where a little bit of subtlety is hopefully going to bode me well. Time for change. Change is good, isn't it?
It definitely is. And yeah, and I when I think back to when I must have first met you when you first started on TOWIE, you're a lot more of a... You seem a lot more comfortable with yourself these days than you were sort of back then. And I think that's great. You can't really ask for anything more in life than that, can you?
Thank you. And I think, Ness, you've hit the nail on the head. I think I've got to a point where I'm comfortable in my own skin, or as comfortable as I've ever been. There's probably still a way to go, but I don't know if anyone's ever 100%.
No. Yeah.
But compared to where I was to where I'm at now, whether that's a bit of everything, I guess a bit of age, little bit of wisdom, yeah, he says loosely. For me, I just feel probably the most comfortable I have, because I think when you sit back and you do reflect on things, and yeah, you just rationalize things slightly different. And what's the alternative, basically? Do you know what I mean? With age, you've got the benefit of hindsight, I guess, looking back. So,
I feel
quite comfortable.
Good. Well, can't ask for more than that. Well, that's very exciting, and I'm pleased for you. Well,
thank you, babe.
We have a very exciting show coming up today. We have Graciano de Prima, Strictly Professional, and he's been a guest on the show before, on to have a chat. We also have Harvey, who was on Strictly, I think, was it 2020? To talk about his new EP. And then I think for both of us, our final guest is going to be, well, Chef's Kiss. We've got the ladies of Atomic Kitten, Jenny, Liz and Natasha, on to have a chat about what they're up to, which is going to be very exciting, isn't it?
I love it. For me, like, this is like iconic. Atomic, I mean, all of our guests, obs, but Atomic Kitten, I kind of can't quite believe it.
I'm dead excited. So let's just hope with three of them all on a Zoom call that it goes all right.
it's gonna go well, I can tell, babes.
Okay.
Technology's on our side today.
Ooh,
he says find something good.
there you go, done. What about Showbiz News this week, Bob? Anything caught your eye?
What's caught me? Well, I think, obviously, I've got to touch upon Adele.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Because you know I love her, and I'm probably... Gonna put it out there, probably one of our biggest fans. And I really felt for her when I woke up, and literally, it's so funny how I see things, you know. Well, I guess we all do. Like, I'm still in bed and I look at my phone, probably still a little bit bad to go on the social media. And the first thing that pops up was her video she'd put on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could just tell how gutted she was to have to cancel that and postpone her shows.
Yeah, so this was her Las Vegas gigs, wasn't it, that was due to start, and she gave, well, I'll ask you your opinion on that. She gave 24 hours notice to people that it wasn't going to happen, and that the first show and it seems a couple of them now maybe will be postponed.
Yeah.
So yeah, what did you make of it all?
Now, I can see obviously that people are going to be gutted. I think I've told you personally, I had tickets a few years ago to see, I think, her last show in Wembley, and it was when she had lost her voice or something had happened to her throat, and she couldn't perform that show. So I get how gutted people are, believe you me. But I respect her so much that she jumped on social media and she done that herself. She didn't hide behind a team. She didn't get someone else to put out a statement or just write like a text block. She sat there and she did the video. To me, looked completely genuine about it. She looked gutted and devastated. And also, what we have to remember is, and I think because things have got a little bit more back to what they used to be-ish, it can sometimes be a little bit hard to kind of remember sometimes that things are still being affected by the pandemic and COVID. And like I said, half of her team have come down with COVID, like so many people have. Like, in the last few weeks, I've never known so many people at once all have it that I know personally or friends of friends, you know. So the pandemic is still very real, like COVID is. So if half her team have come down with it, like she says, what are you going to do? Like, there's only so much you could do if you've only got 50% of your team.
What do you make, though, and this is where I am a bit conflicted, about the fact that there was such short notice. I mean, 24 hours. I read a thing which I thought was a good point. She could have gone out there with just a piano and her singing and being like, we will redo these dates so you get to see the proper show. But for tonight, here's this me singing a couple of songs. This is all I can give to you, but this is it. Do you think she should have done something like that?
No, in terms of it being 24 hours before, I think they probably, like she said, I think she said for the last 30 hours, if I'm correct, they had been trying. So I don't think at any point in that day before did they want her have to do that. I genuinely think they'd worked around the clock, all desperately trying to make this work. So it's not something you could probably say a few days in advance, because they probably wanted to still make the show work, even if things had to be pulled back, stripped back, and just make the best version they could. Of course, as Adele's biggest fan, I would quite happily sit there and watch her sing into an empty Fanta bottle.
Reading the dictionary.
On the central line. it really wouldn't matter to me. But the scale of things in Vegas, it's next level show. So, of course, Adele's one of these acts that you're not there for anything other than the voice. Do you know what I mean? Some performances you go and see it and they put on, you've got the dances and all them routines. I don't expect Adele to have to do that. Do you know what I mean? Your voice does the talking. You don't need to be spinning around on ropes and all that jazz. But I think when it comes to a Vegas show, I think she probably wanted to deliver that little bit more. People paid a lot of money for their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And it is next level when you're in Vegas. What was your thoughts, though?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can understand that feeling that she was gutted. I'm very intrigued about the fact that there's rumours that there's been some disagreements between her and her team and what's been going on backstage. I mean, I'm always interested in what goes on behind the scenes of anything. So, I mean, that's, you know, by the by. But I would be upset if I'd have gone all that way and the reason I'd gone had been cancelled and there was no sort of, I don't know. I can understand it, but also if I'd have gone there myself, I'd been very upset.
And I think the thing is as well, because it is an illness, because it is like out of her control. So if half your team have got COVID, if a pandemic is affecting things getting there, it must be so frustrating when you know that you're ready. I'm sure she had the hair and makeup, but she had the frocks waiting. She was good to go. So it must be devastating, especially knowing that people have come from all over to see you.
I think that was why she was so upset, right? You know, I think that was why. She knew that people had spent money and a lot of money.
And even though she's Adele, do you know what I mean? And she's like global superstar. I think you can just tell she still very much gets it. Like, she still seems to me, and I always say it like she's my best friend, never met her at all. But she always has this air about when I watch clips of her or I see her on TV. she's still very appreciative of everything and yeah. still like the girl next door. So she knows how gutted people would be. I just hope that it does come together and that some of them dates will still go ahead. I did see that she had done a few FaceTimes with fans, which I think was really lovely. And again, something that some artists wouldn't do.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And more power to her for doing that. And I'm sure that some people, all of the people that had those calls were very excited to get them. I guess the story will continue to run. We'll have to see what happens next. But yeah, gutting for those people that couldn't see her, and also I imagine gutting, like you said, for Adele.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have our first guest, gorgeous Gratz.
Oh, we love a bit of the Gratz.
Here, Graziano de Prima. So let's get him in for a chat.
Hello.
Hello, Graziano, how are you?
Really good. Thank you for having me.
No worries. How are you, Gratz?
Really good, actually. Really good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How is the New Year treating you so far? What have you been up to?
I mean, we are planning the wedding for the third time, and this year has to happen, for sure. plus, I'm discussing for the show for Here Come the Boys, because later in the year, I'm going to do the Pro Tour first of Strictly, and then I'm going to come back on Here Come the Boys, plus Top Secret, I'm going to choreograph a new show. So ooh. I'm going to have a meeting with the producer soon. So a few things are coming on, yeah.
Busy boy. How are the wedding plans going? Like you say, this is now the third time.
Yeah, basically everything is set, apart from the date, because we changed the date from the 18th of the first year and then the 9th, and this year the 8th. Everything is set. The church is set, the castle is set, everything. We're gonna be in the middle of Here Come the Boys tour. I just asked them, I need at least 4 days to go back in Sicily, have my wedding, and then come back. And they said, yeah, we're gonna find a way to, you know, to make you go and then you can come back. It's gonna be a weird thing when, you know, you get married and then the day after you're gonna be in London performing. It's gonna be such a weird thing. But yeah.
But this is a tough year for everyone. That's exactly what I was gonna say. This is the world we live in now, right? Like, you can't, like, we've talked about on the show before, actually, making plans is like has been the hardest thing in the last 2 years, any kind of plan, whether it's even just seeing family or you know, going on a holiday. You just never know what's going to happen. So more power to you, because that's a lot to do. But I think it's probably likely that it will go ahead. That's the most exciting thing.
I think so. I think this time 3 is a magic number. I think this time is going to go.
And how does your lovely fiance feel about you literally day after having a jet back to continue the tour? Does she get it?
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna be dancing with me on Here Come the Boys.
Oh, is she? That's exciting.
Yeah, because other than Strictly, we plan all the time to find a way to dance together. Firstly, because it's easier for me, because when you are used to dance with, you know, somebody that we have been dancing for years, even, you know, choreographing, pull all the leads and stuff is easier. Plus, you know, it's just a chance to stay together, because with Strictly Tours, we are apart. She's doing Dance with the Stars in Italy. That was last year, contemporary with Strictly. So we were apart for 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
So we've been apart this year. But yeah, with that excuse, we can stay together.
So basically, the tour is your honeymoon then?
Yeah, I would not say that, but...
The question is she going to let you dance with me on Strictly this year, Graham?
Absolutely, yes. I'm ready. When we can sign, send me the paper.
Get your people to speak to my paper. We'll make it happen.
I would pay good money.
I would love to. I mean, Strictly is crazy. Talking about the journey, having a few different, let's say, celebrities make the journey completely different. Judy... was when I met Judy, I was like, whoa, it's gonna be a really tough time for me. But then I met her, we became friends, and I had the best journey ever. We were laughing every day, we were working hard. You know what? in the end of the day, as a professional dancer, we can do as much as we can. But if the celebrity doesn't allow us to push them, there is nothing we can do, nothing at all. And Judy, literally, she told me, I want to do this for me and for you. And because I was thinking, oh my God, we're going to leave the first week, I'm sure. But because she literally took the, you know, the journey seriously, what was the key for me, week six was like being the final.
It was so, so fun to watch. I think that was the energy that you and Judy gave off was like spectacular.
The friendship as well. The friendship is still real. We call each other. She's in vacation now. You know, it's such a real person. And she's so genuine as well. And this literally helped me in my journey on Strictly. Because, you know, everyone expects from me, oh, another guy with long hair, open shirt, sexy. But yeah, I know who I am physically, but I'm easy. I'm a normal guy. And, you know, of course, Strictly is a big thing for us, but I want to come out as a me first, as a person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she helped me a lot in that.
And the twerking.
And the twerking. when the production told me you're gonna dance the samba, I said, oh my God. And then they told me you're gonna dance with Get Busy, Sean Paul. And I start to like the situation. First day, the rehearsal, I was teaching her and I was finding the way to teach her the bounce, the main action on the samba. She told me, babe, I can't twerk. Said, what? Look at that. And she literally turned in front of me. She started to twerk.
So and I good. Said,
perfect. This is going to be, there are two ways. Or it's going to be hilarious or it's going to be fantastic. That was the key.
Well, and it was like, I feel like one of the moments of the whole series. Like,
I mean, that's why we realized after the show, because literally after receiving the video from Sean Paul, was like, are you kidding me? Literally, no, we had the best time.
Iconic, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, during the rehearsal, imagine she was rehearsing in front of the mirror and trying to, you know, to twerk, and she was teaching me how to.
I love it.
I was literally loving my life. I was like, yes. No, literally.
And I guess it makes it so much more enjoyable for you if you get on with the celeb and they're giving you 100%.
It's another story. Yeah. Imagine just for a second spending 10 hours a day where obviously, you know, another 14 couples are rehearsing. And you know that you want to do your best job for that person. And you know you need to push that person because that person probably never danced before. Mm-hmm. You need to understand how that person learned the steps because there are so many ways. There are people that are learning just watching. Judy, she just wanted to watch and then she will try. There are people that need to practice 1,000 times one movement. It's not easy at all. And you need to make the person comfortable, which is the toughest thing, I think, because that's why you need to be real with each other and say, look, what you want of this experience? What do you want? You want to literally work hard and have fun, or you want to just stay here? And because it's not easy. You never know. Maybe the person comes across that is the funniest person, but then trust me, after
backstage,
many hours, every day, the reality is going to come out.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe that's our job. That's why we signed for Strictly, because that's we are dancers, but we are also teacher. And yeah, we'll see next year.
And you're keen to come back for the next series. I guess they'll probably it's usually fairly early in the year that they actually announce who the dancers are, don't they?
Yeah, I think they're gonna ask us soon, next month. I think they're gonna ask us if you want to come back. Obviously, mm-hmm. Yes. Strictly changed my life completely. Is a massive thing, and the production help us a lot, make us feel like comfortable, and if we need anything, they're always there, even in the night, everything.
And how did you feel about Giovanni winning, a fellow Italian? Was that a good moment, or were you like, ooh, jealous?
Really happy for him. This guy, we know each other, he's older than me, he got 4 years more than me, mm-hmm. We know each other since I was 10. Sicily, both of us studying in the same academy together, and then he left for coming here. I'm really happy for him because he has been, you know, he had many good partners. Each of us go a different journey. Obviously, receiving a good partner is something that's gonna help you to go further to the competition. He had really good partners through the years, and he could possibly win even in the past. And I was really happy for him because I know it wasn't the easiest thing to teach a person that is deaf. And there's nothing you can do about it. There is no escape. There is no way you can go easy. And
I'm sure there's no book. There's no book to teach you how to do that. You just have to learn. You have to work.
Once more, he realized that he could do his job. I think his best skill is to bring out the skill of each celebrity he got through the years. And when I saw him winning, I said, good boy, finally. After many seasons, he's been working hard, each of us. And because I really know him, the thing is, we really appreciate each other. And we know this funny, we got this funny way where we literally play, even in the show or where we are doing the professional choreography, we talk in Sicilian, we talk in Italian, and we laugh about it. Because in coming from South, we know how tough can be our job. And we know our key is say always yes, never no, always. Even if we are struggling, even if we are in pain. And he's the one that when there is a chance where we have to do lift, he's always say no. And me, I'm the one to say again, I know you're the oldest pro, blah, 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 but you need to work. You know, this is our job.
Yeah.
But really, really happy about him. He deserved it. And even if saying, okay, Rose is deaf, but think about Joannes dancing with a mountain beside him. And me and Joannes, we are like bread and butter. I'm always there for him. He's always there for me. And I was telling him, how can you possibly make this man, this mountain, dance? And also because for the final, we are like the stand-up dancers if something goes wrong. He has done an amazing job because I cannot compare the same thing with Giovanni and Rose because it's different. It's a completely different thing. But to make a male dancer, make a male person dancing with you and find a way to do female part, male part, you got the pressure of everybody. Mm-hmm. Wasn't easy for him. And I'm really, really extremely proud of him.
And every year Strictly seems to just keep going up a level, doesn't it?
Like, I know.
The last one was literally so hard to call. Obviously, we speak about it every week on the show.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard that the talent, it's just incredible. And the show just, considering how long it's been on, it's
nearly 20 years.
Incredible,
almost.
Yeah. Isn't it? And still that format's incredible.
You know what? They are really clever. And also how they structured the show. In the first year where I joined, and also the second one, we used to do all the choreographies, the pro choreographies during the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. It was hard because, you know, you have to rehearse for your own show with the celebrity. Plus, you have to make sure you deliver a beautiful dance with other pros where, you know, you got somebody jumping and you need to catch it. So mentally, you need to be clever. The past few years with COVID, they find a way to book an hotel, as you know. And it was the best thing because in that period, we were just thinking about dancing as a dancer, we were just studying, you know, what's tough after, you know, COVID. We were the first week after 3 days of rehearsal, even people that doesn't want to do stretching on the floor, doing stretching, full of cramps. It's not easy, it's a process.
Yeah, but
you realize that Strictly really listen to us because we said, look, there is something that we need to balance. We cannot do 100, everything 100. We can't. Our body is not ready for it. We need time. And also in terms of how to deliver the show, as you see, there are so many different pros. They find a way to find each year, each season, different pro, maybe different from another country. Each of us is different. And that's the thing also, the same program in other countries are looking over to understand how Strictly, why Strictly is so successful. Because every year they find a way to, they bring another thing every year.
And the viewers just keep on coming, I think, don't they? Yeah. I, honestly, Grax, we could speak to you all night, but we're running out of time. So when is the tour coming?
I mean, I've got April, May, Strictly, May, June, July, Here Come the Boys. Initially, let me know if you're free. I want you there. You're going to have fun.
Well, I'm definitely up for that. 100% definitely. Up for that.
And then we can plan our first dance when we do.
Absolutely. And I'm going to make sure I'm without shirt. I'm shirtless.
Sold. I'm signing the contract as we speak, Grax.
Please let this happen. Best of luck with rehearsals and everything you've got going
you
on
so
and all the plans. And can't wait to see it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a good
Thank
day.
You. Care, Grax.
Thank you, you too. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
He's just so hot, I can't bear it.
Literally, if there ever was a better reason to do Strictly Come Dancing than having Graziano spin you around on a Saturday night.
I mean, I don't know about you, Bob, but I'm definitely up for going to see Here Come the Boys, because
100% Baze, we're there. It's got to be done.
Let's do it. Well, very exciting. We have our next guest, Harvey, in, who's also been on a Strictly journey before. So let's get him in to have a chat.
Him in.
There he is.
How are you doing, Harvey? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you? I'm all right. I'm chilling on my sofa. It's nice. I've got my fire on and I'm chilling.
Oh very nice.
What about you?
All good. Thank you, mate. All good. How's 2020
2022.
I forgot what year it was.
You got
there. I forgot what year. How's it going so far,
Ari? Yeah, it's been nice. You know, I've just come back from Mexico.
Ooh, nice.
I had the most unreal time in Cancun. I just thought, you know what? I was supposed to go to the Maldives in 2021, just after I did Strictly, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna treat myself to a nice trip in Maldives. Like,
No.
And you know what? It was all paid for as well. This company were gonna fly me out. I was absolutely buzzing. I was like, I'm gonna have the time of my life. And it was just after a dance I did, and I came off and I was buzzing. I just done a really good dance with my partner. And then Boris announced that he was going into stage four, was it? I forgot. There were so many stages.
Yeah.
I was like, and I just thought, oh, my life's over. So I couldn't go to the Maldives. But I got to go to Cancun this time, so it was nice.
I feel like Mexico's the place to go. I know loads of people that have gone there recently.
Well, the only reason why everyone's gone is because there's no COVID restrictions. So I was actually supposed to go to Thailand. Like, don't get me wrong, love Mexico, but I was supposed to go to Phuket. And then Tui cancelled it. And then literally about 3 days prior, I was like, you know what? I'm trying to book a trip to Cancun. So we just went, and it was amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people are all in Mexico at the minute. So that makes sense why.
Yeah,
you've got a nice little town. I'm guessing you had a lovely holiday.
I did well. Also, I had a sunbed today as well. So that's probably what I hope. No, but I normally don't. I just thought, you know what? I never get a tan, and I do tan quite well, like amazingly for me in Mexico. So I thought I want to have quite a good tan. So I just thought, I was told to keep it up, so you should have a sunbed. So I did today. So I think my stomach's a little bit red, I'm not going to lie, but it'll be all right.
It's better than most of us who've been stuck under, you know, UV lights, you know, sitting at home.
I can't believe how freezing it is. It's so cold.
Yeah.
And when I was in Mexico, everyone was talking about it, and I was like, surely it's not that cold, but it is, it's freezing.
It's so, bitter cold at the minute.
Yeah. But you've got a lovely bed.
Thank you.
That is a tall, tall bed.
Yeah, it goes up to the ceiling.
Does it actually go up to the ceiling?
Oh, I didn't realize. My God.
It's a bit of a statement piece.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it.
Thank you very much. Talking of Strictly, we just had the lovely Graziano on. Wanted to ask you, Rob, how did you find it as an experience? Did you love it?
Do you know what? I did love it, but it was fucking hard. It was really hard. It was for the first few weeks, it's really fun, right? Because it's a whole new thing, it's a whole new experience, and everything's new, right? And then you get to like week four, and you know, you understand how the show works now, you understand the pressure of it, but it still doesn't go away. because every week's a new dance. So you think you know everything, and they tell you, you know, you need to keep your legs straight for the whole of this dance, da, 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 and you think you know that. And then the next week's dance is you can never have your legs straight. You have to bend them all the time. So anything you do learn, just you've got to like forget for the next week. So the pressure was always different every week. But it was so good to be on TV whilst everything else was kind of shut down, really.
Yeah,
it was
so like the special series. I mean, there's never been one quite like it, and probably never will be again, will there?
I don't think there will be. And madly enough, I think the ratings for the show was like have been the best in a long, long, long time, because everyone was sat at home doing nothing. So that was like the only show that was on really like on live TV. And it was really good. But I don't know how the other contestants have done like the full length of the show like this year, because we only had a short, we had a shorter year. I think we had like 8 weeks. I think they do like 12 weeks or something. I was done. By the final, I was like, I'm so done. My legs don't even work anymore. I'm all right. Get me out of it. But it was so good.
Did you watch this series?
Yeah, I watched it all on YouTube. So I've subscribed to the Strictly YouTube channel. So I used to get all the videos every week, and I'd watch them, and it's so bad because now I'm watching them as someone who's been on it, and I, you know, I'm sitting there critiquing them as if I'm a judge or something. I haven't got a clue. I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that bit, but it was good year this year. Actually, it was a really good year, and I know that they're on tour right now. They've just done like the Strictly tour they're on, and some people from my year, I think Max is on it, and so's Maisie. They're on like the tour this year with like the ones from this year, so I think they're having a good time.
How did it affect your career, what, doing such a massive show like that?
Well, it was just like, now when I go to like, especially Waitrose or Marks & Spencer's, like,
the mums and dads
absolutely love it. Like, I'm like, honestly, whenever I now go to like a family event, it's always like the mums and nans that will just like chat to me for ages. And that's kind of where it's changed my life a little bit, just chatting a lot about
a new audience
yeah, a completely new audience. And it's actually really nice because now like I feel like the younger people that follow me know me from like my Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and music and stuff, and now a lot of the older people know me from Strictly, so it's a nice crossover. It's cool. I like
ticking
it,
all the boxes.
Exactly. It's exactly what I wanted to happen.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about the music. You've got a new EP out.
Yeah, well, EP comes out on Friday. And it's also my birthday on Friday, so I'll be 23.
Happy birthday.
I'm getting old, 23.
Excuse me.
No, you both are very, very young, both of you, so you're right.
I'm 24, so I'm only a year, really.
I was gonna say 25, but yeah, no, you do it young. So that'll be a good day on Friday. New music out, which I'm excited for, and then we're gonna go into London. Have you been to Bob Rickard before?
No, like, I don't think I have, but I know I've heard about it. Yeah,
I think it's a restaurant, but it's like the table where you've got a button and you just press for like unlimited champagne.
Yeah. So you're celebrating Friday then, basically.
So we'll celebrate music and my birthday. Yeah.
So yeah, tell us a bit about the EP. What can people expect from it?
Yeah, so it's basically I hadn't realised this, but the last time I released like an EP or a body of work was 2017, I think. So it was a long, long time ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah, and I didn't realise that. So I just thought it was about time I released something that wasn't just like dancing or like just singles and stuff like that, because I enjoy making bodies of work a lot more. So yeah, it's called Views from the 23rd Floor, basically about how, you know, I'm getting older now and I've grown up the last 3 or 4 years in hotels because I've managed to travel around the world so much. And I mean, in 2019, I think I visited 26 countries that year.
Wow.
Doing music stuff. And I found myself always in hotel rooms and always like looking out on the city, and the views would always be incredible. And it's kind of like a metaphor for as I'm getting older now, I feel like it's like you go up higher in the hotel, and the older you get, the better perspective you have on life and the better the views. And I'm 23, so I'm on the 23rd floor right now, and I can see a lot more than I did 5 years ago. So, yeah.
And can you see a difference in your music in the last 5 years? As you get older, can you see your style changing?
Yeah, it does change, but also, I mean, it's always going to be pop stuff, like poppy dancey stuff, but I think as you get older a little bit, you want to write and sing about more personal stuff, because you go through more stuff. When I was like 15, or like 14, I'm sitting there talking about like heartbreak and moving my stuff out someone's house, where I've never, literally, was never in a relationship at all, like, but now, like, I feel, now I've actually been through a lot of that kind of stuff and experiences, it's a lot more authentic to write about. So yeah, that definitely does change as you get older.
Talking of moving out, how is the love life, Arvo? Anyone special?
Well, you know, maybe not. I'm just,
sounds a bit nervy, Harvey.
No. Love life is surprisingly good. It's all right. It's good. So yeah, we're all good in that aspect. And I also, yeah, that's it's all great. Yeah, it's been really cold recently, hasn't it?
That's all we're getting. Fair enough. Are you hoping to be able to get out and do sort of gigs and things?
Yeah. So I'm going on tour with The Wanted. They invited me
as a
special guest on their tour. And I think that's in March, I think. So I'll be doing shows. They're arenas. So I'll be doing that around the UK, which will be really fun. And then
have you performed in arenas before?
I have. Yeah, I have. And it's always amazing. You kind of pay yourself.
Yeah, what's it like when you're getting up on a stage like that in front of such huge numbers of people?
Do you know what? It's really strange because when you do a smaller venue and the crowd are right there with you, you know, it feels amazing. And when you do these big arena shows, it's incredible. But sometimes you feel like you're in a little bubble because, like, you're on this stage and people are so far away.
I guess you can't tell if they're enjoying it and stuff sometimes. That's what I don't like.
Because when I'm in a bit of a smaller venue, you can see a lot of people's faces. Whereas, like you said, in arena, there's people right at the back and they're definitely saying me. Don't blame them, but they definitely are. So, yeah. But it's sick, yeah. Arenas are amazing.
I love it. And so after the tour, what's in store for the rest of the year? Have you got a busy one coming up?
Yeah, I'll be going on tour in Europe. I'll be releasing more music. Just still trying to make it, you know, just still trying to do my thing. And that'll kind of be the rest of the year, really, just releasing more music. I've moved into my own house. I built the one I'm in right now. I built it last year. So I'm still adding stuff to my house. So I'm sure I'll be doing lots of house stuff and housework and that fun stuff. I'm an adult now.
You're talking about making it, but if at 23 you've managed to build your own house, I would suggest that you've probably at least part of the way made it.
No, you know what? I'm not bad. It's just I'm very, very grateful. But yeah, you know what it is? I feel like every time you achieve something, you want to keep going and doing more. So yeah, no, I'm very, very grateful and very lucky. But yeah, I still want to do more. Always want more.
What does
ambitious? Nothing wrong with that, Arvo.
No, nothing wrong with that.
What would be the ultimate then? The ultimate achievement for you?
I think the ultimate achievement would just be able to sell out your own arenas and, I don't know, just go anywhere around the world and be able to do shows and just, I don't know, just live a happy and lavish lifestyle, I suppose. There you go.
Well, don't we all want that, Harvey?
Exactly. Exactly.
No, that's really exciting and good for you. I hope it all pulls off. Have you got to like sort of rehearse and that for The Wanted and get like a
I will do. I'll be a bit rusty, but yeah, that's why we have rehearsals because I've got to get back in there and relearn some of the dances and I don't know, sing a little bit. I haven't sung for a while because I took time off over Christmas time and when I went to Mexico. So I'll get back into rehearsing. That's always fun. And then yeah, I'll be on tour. But tour is always the best, especially if we get a tour bus and it's
happy days,
party times.
No, do you know what? It's not even party vibes because believe it or not, I'm actually not a big party. I'm not big into partying, but on the tour bus, it's such like a fun environment because you're all like, it's like having like a sleepover when you're younger with all your mates. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all on bunks, like we're all chatting throughout the night. We're playing cards. It's like, it's a really, really good vibe listening to music. So yeah, it's the tour bus is probably the best part about being on tour, so I'm excited for that.
You don't often hear that. The tour bus is the best part, but that's exciting. I'm glad for you. I'm a bit jealous. Harvey, thank you so much for speaking to us today. What's the name of your EP again?
Views from the 23rd Floor.
Great. Well, check it out. And yeah, best of luck with everything you've got coming up.
Lads, thank you so much for letting me chat shit.
Have a lovely birthday Friday. Don't drink too happy much birthday. Champagne.
I won't. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Right. I'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Wait.
23 in his own house, Bob.
I know. The mad thing is he was one of the first people I ever interviewed. When I used to do Trending Live, I'm trying to think how many years ago it was, he was one of the first guests in the studio.
Really?
And see, he's growing up into a lovely young man.
Lovely young man indeed. Well, now we have three very lovely, two very lovely young women. We've got Liz and Natasha from Atomic Kitten. Unfortunately, Jenny is having some Wi-Fi issues, but very excited to have Liz and Natasha. So let's get them in and have a chat with the Atomic Kitten ladies.
Hi,
hello, girls.
Hi. Oh, Tasha looked beautiful.
You both,
both look lovely. Stunning.
Oh, hiya, sorry. Hiya.
So Jane's having a bit of a mare with her Wi-Fi, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Oh, bless her.
That's all right. Well, we will
work. Out of three. We're lucky boys.
Yeah, exactly.
We was just saying, like, this is a little bit of a pinch me moment for me and Stephen. Atomic Kitten in the ass.
Oh, thank you.
That was in the house, not in the ass,
by the way.
Good point.
How is everything? How you both been?
Really fab. Yeah, really, really good. We're all just gearing up for this year. It's all gone a bit mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've had a lovely January. I've just been at home, being mum with the kids, doing me a whole new year, new me regime. Mm-hmm. But last year just got really crazy, didn't it? No, she's still on the way.
New year, same me.
Yeah, so your 2021 probably wasn't what you anticipated it was going to be, was it, Liz? Tell us a bit about kind of what happened in the course of the year and why suddenly...
Oh, I was like that then. I don't know what happened. Our 2021, yeah, our 2021 was a bit mad. So everyone was, the Euros was coming up, mm-hmm. and everyone started singing Hole Again Again. Hole Again Again.
Hole Again Again. The sequel to Hole Again.
And we were, and you know, it was great. So we got booked for, Tash and I got booked for a gig in Box Park in Croydon, wasn't it, Tash? And they were like, can you sing the Southgate version of Hole Again? And we were like, yeah, it's, you know, it's to a load of football fans. It's before the match starts. Of course we can. Oh my God, it just went viral. It was on the news. It was on like all the morning shows. We were like, oh, I wish I'd worn a different. I was like, I wish I'd worn a different outfit. But anyway, you look fab, Tash. It's fine.
Yeah, it was mental. Like the atmosphere was electric. Everyone was just having a fabulous time. And we stayed, didn't we, to watch the match. And then obviously we won and it all... We were like, oh, something special is happening here. And we were just happy to be there and part of the day and see England win, you know, in a beautiful, patriotic environment. Little did we know that the next day the phones would be blazing and people like, basically people like, we want to release the song and we want it to be in the charts in 2 days. But we don't have a recorded version. We know. We want you in the studio tonight. Okay.
And we've been talking,
that's how it happened.
Yeah, we've been talking to Jen about it all, about how mad it was and everything. And we'd all been sending videos of people singing it and stuff. So we've got a group chat that we talk and like to see if we can meet up for lunch or when Jen's over from Ibiza and stuff. And Tasha just put on the group chat, Jen, do you want to do this? Do you want to record it? And she was like, ah, yeah. She said she was like a little bit hungover on the beach. So we said, we found a studio in Ibiza. Do you want to go? And she went, yeah, right. And that was it. So we're just like, we went to a studio in Tranmere, a bit different to Ibiza. Mm-hmm. And she went to one, yeah, and she went to one in Ibiza. And then that was it.
So yeah. In the space of 24 hours from doing that performance, you was all in the studio recording. And I guess from there, it just becomes
its own thing, didn't it?
Viral. Yeah, it was everywhere, wasn't it? It was the sound of the year.
It was really exciting. I mean, I literally came home for the day and it was like pack my case and go back to London. By the time I was on the train, the song had been released onto like iTunes and it was like number 24 in the charts. I was like, what the is going on here? By the time I got to London, we had a single in the charts that was like 20 or something. By the time I got to my flat, we were like in the top 15. It was just crazy. Me and Liz went live on Instagram. I was like, we need to talk, girl. Yeah. We need to talk. And everyone was just backing it when they were like, go on, girls, it's brilliant. And I think it was just nostalgic. And also, people love it when things just happen out the blue. Like, who'd have thought that off the back of the football, Atomic Kitten would be kind of...
Yeah, the two don't really come together, do they? But for this, it was like a real moment. It must have been, yeah, I guess in the midst of all the pandemic and everything that was happening, really exciting for you all to be doing that.
It was, because we'd not long gone back to doing gigs. We'd only had a handful of gigs. It had been a really tough, you know, 18 months. We hadn't gigged in God knows how long. And then the next minute, you know, we've got all this attention and we're gigging again and we're, you know, we're doing TV shows. And it really was like being in like 2001 again, because everyone wanted to talk to us. So we ended up with this promo schedule that was like every 15 minutes, one of us was doing an interview for a radio or TV. It was mental.
Someone got an hour off to get the hair and makeup done for the TV later that day, you know, like, so we'd like switch and swap. It was
so good.
Yeah, it was proper old school.
But it was 2001, though, wasn't it? Because Instagram and, well, social media, that is scary. Social media is so scary.
And very different to 2001.
Wow, yeah. I mean, we used to go on like the chat rooms on like our website, on the internet, and that was it. And then you could turn it off and it would be on a very large computer in like a back room somewhere. It wouldn't be on here.
When we used to go to the record label, they'd be like, do you want to go into the chat room?
And
I'd be like,
no.
I just thought it was weird. I was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. And now it's just there on your fingertips, isn't it? 24/7.
And the internet used to make that awful noise when you dialed up. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a funny, I think it was on some film or something, then they went back in time to like the 90s, and someone put like a floppy disk in a computer, and they went, and someone from the future was like, what's the computer doing? He went, loading. And they were just waiting there like that, and the fellas were like, what's happening? And even now, you're like, if something's not working, you're like, it's broken.
Yeah, we live in very different times. But I mean, I think the most exciting thing for you is that it's kind of like led to a resurgence and interest in what you ladies are up to, and the three of you are kind of back together. Will there be, is there any chance of new music? What are you thinking?
I personally would love to do new music. As much as I love Atomic Kitten classics, I'm ready to sing something new.
Yeah, fair.
But it's one of them things. It's all, nothing has been planned. It was last minute. Would you like to go on tour with Blue? Yeah. So we're playing catch up. All of a sudden it's like, we need to make a plan. Jenny lives in a different country.
Yeah.
Restrictions have been crazy. You know, one minute they're full on, the next minute they're not. So we're kind of going week by week at the moment, but Jen is in the UK as of tomorrow. We've got a couple of photo shoots because we've got no promo pictures.
Oh, yeah,
we've got no pictures. We need to get some pictures done.
So people keep using pictures, and I'm like, I mean, as much as I wish I looked like that, I just can't pass. It just doesn't pass.
Like, you look so different.
But my boobs were a lot higher then, so you've got to be realistic.
It's like the ultimate face show now. How lovely is that? Yeah.
Well, apparently they don't do that for magazines, sadly, so whatever.
So the three of you are coming together, so you may be able to at least discuss it, or what are you thinking?
We will discuss it. We absolutely, of course, will discuss it, because we've had such lovely, lovely messages, like, from people just going, please do this, and it's all very exciting. Just like, We'll discuss it between us, but it has to be something that all of us want to do. It has to be, fun for us. That's a major part that we keep talking about, is that, you know, we want to be together. You know, we want to be, do you remember that advert that used to say that? We want to be together in this. We want to have fun together. Mm-hmm. Because when we sort of finished, when we were in our mid-20s, it got stressful, and we don't want that now. We're all happy in our lives. Mm-hmm. So this is just something really, really fab for us to do. And we're all really excited about it. So as long as it keeps being nice and exciting, all good.
And also, it's also scary because there's always that feeling, if we're going to release new music, and it'd be like, oh, here they are with some music. Like, haven't they had their day? There's always that fear that people are going to like go, no, thank you.
But the thing is, if it's done right, I mean, you look at Steps, who've really managed to like bring it back I mean, and their music's brilliant. I mean, like, if you're a pop fan, it's like brilliant, brilliant stuff they're bringing out. So I guess it not only do you all have to do it, but you have to get the right songs, right? Like, it has to be all right in at the same time.
Absolutely. I mean, I reckon we'll end up in the studio anyway, getting creative, because that's what we like to do. And then if something that is just explosive happens, then I'm sure we will run with it. But we have got the Blues Tour as well. Like, that's coming up in September.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that.
Oh, we have got the plans for that. We have the things that we're planning.
We feel like it's our tour.
I know, yeah. we can do it all. They might just be like, you're the support, shut up.
Like, how long have we got on stage and how many outfit changes can we have?
That's what we're talking about. We've already gone. So can we fit three and can we fit four? I mean, what do you think? It's, yeah, we've gone a bit mad so far.
No, go on.
I was going to say, is one outfit change every 2 minutes too excessive?
I once saw Grace Jones perform and she did a new outfit for every song. So, I mean, it can be done.
I'm down. I'm up for that.
Do you think that...
We'll be like the Russian Dolls. We just have to have one outfit on over the other. You'll be like... Pull it off like that.
I would pay to see that. So did the Blue guys come to you and ask? You must have known them for a long time.
Yeah, we used to be on the same record company as them as well. So we've toured with them a lot, and yeah, they were just talking about it. I mean, the day we agreed was really funny. I'm really close to Anthony, and Anthony gave me a bell, and he was just like, "Is it true?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he went, "Oh my god, it's gonna be so much fun." So you know, it's just nostalgic for all of us. It's so like, wow, we're all 20 again.
Well, I had my hen do in August in Sushi Samba in London, and Duncan was there, and he was like, "Babe, you've got to come and support us on the tour." And I was like, no business tonight, I'm just dancing. I was like, leave me alone. And all he wants to do is talk about the tour. And I was like, I'm there.
You got a sneak peek then into that. It was actually Tasha's drunk voice. That's what she does.
Don't talk to me, I'm dancing.
That's Tasha's drunk voice.
And how was your big day? You looked incredible, by the way, can I say?
Oh, thank you. Honestly, it was a fairy tale. Everything was just beautiful. I mean, Lake Como is stunning. And we've got so many beautiful memories of that place. So to be married there, I mean, it's just gorgeous. We just knew it would look amazing. But to have all our like friends and family and the kids, and honestly, everything was just spot on. We were a bit nervous because we had all the restrictions, like only 2 weeks before we got married, you had to self-isolate in Italy for 5 days when you landed. And a lot of our guests were like, we can't take that much time off work. So we didn't know how many guests we were going to have, but then that got dropped, which was amazing. And the only other thing was the weather. Leading up to it, the weather was really bad. There was loads of thunderstorms and rain. And the day of the wedding, it was clear, beautiful. And then the next day, it had the biggest thunderstorm. We were like, thank you.
Yeah, honestly, that day was absolutely... But it wasn't even too hot, was it? Too hot? It was just that gorgeous, you know, like early 20s, kind of nice. And then, like Tash says, absolutely pissing it down the next day.
That one was looking down on you. It was meant to be, babe. Yeah.
Oh, it was 100% meant to be.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Really, really appreciate it. And really excited to see what's coming up for you all. It's an exciting time to be in Atomic Kitten.
It is. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, girls. Take care. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.
What do I do? I'm still a bit like, I am like not very good with technology.
It works.
I love it.
Bye.
Oh, what a giggle. Lovely girls.
Yeah, really nice. Shame we couldn't get Jenny, but they're both Liz and Natasha are such good vibes and good energy, aren't they?
Oh no. Oh, what a lovely show. Feel good factor there.
Really
bit of
good.
Everything sprinkled into that amazing hour.
What have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
I'm off to Turkey on Friday.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Just for a few days. It's a long time coming. So I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to miss you, babe.
I'll miss you too. I think we'll have a special guest presenter in your place. And have an amazing time in Turkey, Bob. Look forward to seeing you when you get back.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Until next time, everyone, goodbye.
Bye, guys.